job is to tell you how it really is out there. So here's how it is. Give you some history. I'm going to tell you what's going on in the market today. Make some comments about the report and take a few comments about the Title 21. If you want to look at industrial land, I went back and looked at some MLS data. 10 years ago, I-1, I-2 land average price was $2 a foot. 5 years ago, it was $7 a foot. And today it's $12 a foot. I guess you should have bought all you could buy. Right now, today, there's 19, depending on how you count them, listings for industrial land in Anchorage. But a number of those are really commercial land. You know, the zoning was done a long time ago, the land use has changed, and it's more appropriate to be for another use. Well, I'll give you a little bit of detail. For less than 1 acre, there's two listings, but one of them's at $22 a foot. So that's obviously not industrial. 1 to 5 acres is 10, but two are at 14, one's at 15, one's at 17, and two are at 19. On the 5 to 10 acres, there's 4, but one's at 18. And on the 10 plus, there's 1. But the other thing is the size of these. Is when you get to the relative sizes, within each of those categories, there's only a few. So do we have a shortage? You bet we have a shortage. We really do. That's a very limited supply of land. But today, it's not a current problem because the demand is so low. The market's slow right now, and there really isn't much demand for it. And you have to keep in mind that large construction for distribution in particular doesn't pencil in Alaska, doesn't pencil in Anchorage. You go out to build a 30, 40, 50, 100,000 square foot distribution building, you're looking at required rents from $1.25 to $1.50 net. The market today in Anchorage for net leases is 85 cents. So you can't afford to build it, to lease it, and you can get it in Seattle for somewhere around 50 cents to 60, 70 cents a foot. So distribution, people come look at doing distribution in Anchorage, they take one look at the numbers and they go to Seattle. And there's actually Anchorage firms that are looking at growth and they need a distribution who are looking at relocating to Anchorage, to Seattle, for that same reason. So that's a very serious issue for us. There is other land than what's listed. So, you know, we work with people who need land, and we oftentimes have to go to property that isn't currently on the market. But when demand picks up, there's no question we really do have a shortage. And it was pointed out in the study, the land that's available, it's really the leftovers in a lot of ways, or it hasn't gotten close to development. We got wetlands issues, we got service issues, we got access issues, lot size. The successful industrial development in Anchorage in the last 20 years predominantly has been small lot, little 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 warehouses for owner-occupants, not the larger distribution ones, as a matter of fact. And, of course, soils conditions and wetlands are terrible. On the report, I think it's a start. I know that the budget was tight and it couldn't do all that was wanted to be done. And so my criticisms take that into consideration. I'm concerned that the demand side, I think that needs to be looked at much harder for a number of reasons. Number one, if you in the slides here, you look at the show the how much employment with each kind of use, you'll see that warehouse distribution had the highest by about twice as much as the next closest one. But that's the one that's not going to get built because it's all going to go to Seattle, or predominantly. So I think we need to go back and look at that. The other thing is the stock of warehouses and industrial buildings we have is really getting old, and it's getting older all the time. And at some point, there's going to have to be just flat replacement. And that, I don't think, was taken a look at. Also, the report just mentioned in passing alternatives for additional land. Fire Island, you know, there's 5,000 acres over there. If you say it's worth $5 a foot, that's over $1 billion in land value. So does it pay to spend $75 million or something like that for a causeway over there for industrial land? Maybe. I don't know. But something to look at. Point McKenzie, you know, with the bridge, we've all been debating that. Elmendale Air Force Base has surplus land, and they have been talking about perhaps making some of that available for industrial development. So I think there's a number of issues that really have to be looked at much harder than were in this study, and I think it was just a budget constraint. Now, on the Title 21, I just want to talk about one aspect of that, and that's just protect the industrial land by saying, well, if it's zoned industrial, it's going to be used industrial. But, you know, you look at those lands, especially those that are listed for sale and that are much higher price, because if you went out to zone them today, you'd zone them commercial. They'd be for retail or office or maybe multifamily. They wouldn't be for industrial use. And so to say, well, we're only going to allow industrial use is really frustrating the market, and the market is the most efficient allocator of use of land. You have to, you know, the big problem we have that's unique is we're landlocked. We only have so much land. And so if you limit one, you hurt the other. You say to all that I-1 land on C Street down by Target that it can only be used for industrial. Well, I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense. That naturally should be a retail use, and that's where it naturally should go. So, you know, you can't have it both ways with the limited amount of land that we have. I think that what we really need to do, I think we really need to have a more in-depth, broader study that really studies the whole land use for Anchorage and its future, and including socioeconomic considerations, not just real estate considerations. I mean, this is a big deal for us, and we've got to get it right. And I just don't think we're ready at this point to start limiting the use of some lands. We really need to know, do we take the low-value land that's for a yard laydown, or, you know, maybe that could go someplace else? Higher value industrial land for manufacturing or something that was much higher use, obviously we probably want to keep that. But there's job impacts on that. There's tax-based impacts on that. The Mat-Su, they got great ideas on how they're going to develop Point McKinsey with or without a bridge. And they could end up with rail, water, and land all in one place and cheap land, which would be a direct competition with Anchorage. So, with the bridge, is it going to happen anyways? How do we take advantage of that with the bridge, and how do we respond to that? So I think the real issue is, with Title 21 at least, I think we need to stand back. I think we've got to give it more study and make sure that what we're doing doesn't cause a further problem to one we have and just displace it someplace else. I just think it's premature. But I do think the study was a good start. I think it raises a problem that's a real problem for us. I just think we need to take a closer look. Thank you.